Now, you notice that ask wasn't the first thing on our list. And there is a reason for that, because I don't know about you, but sometimes when we think about praying, we can run into praying and saying, God, I need your help with this. I could do with help with that. I could do with some extra help with this. And yet we don't want to be people who just end up asking God for stuff. We want to realize that we come into God's presence and we thank first, and perhaps we do need to say sorry for some stuff, and there's things that we need to get right in our hearts, in our lives. And then we recognize God's presence with us, and then that might be a good time to ask. But Jesus said, told us to ask, didn't he? He said, come and ask me for the things that you need. So we're going to do that next. And we're going to ask for some stuff this morning. You know, one of the things it says in Ephesians is that God can do immeasurably more than we could ever think or imagine. And sometimes when we're asking God for something, we're asking him for things that only God can do. Only he can do things in our lives. And for the next few moments, kids, I'm really hoping you're going to join in and help us with this as well. We're going to take a moment or two of asking God for some stuff. And the first thing that we do when we're asking God for something, well, there's a couple of things. One is that we need to listen to what God is saying. And you notice we mentioned it before, but when we think about praying, it's obviously not about us doing all the talking. We want to listen. So I'm going to do something very practical in a moment or two. Before we pray, there's two things I always like to do. One is listen to what God is saying. And if you've asked the Holy Spirit to fill you up and you've got the Holy Spirit inside us, then often those thoughts that pop into our head, which might seem like our thoughts, are often God speaking to us. So in a moment, we're going to take a moment to listen to what God is saying. And then the other thing is, I want us to ask for something else. Before we ask for anything else from God, I want us to ask for faith. Because the Bible says without faith, our prayers don't come to very much, because we're just kind of wishing. We're just kind of thinking of the things that we might fancy. You know, what about a new car? What about a cream cake? They might be things that they seem nice, but they're not necessarily the stuff that God is wanting to do within us. So what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to listen first, then we're going to ask for faith, and then we're going to ask God to do something that only God can do. That's my definition of a miracle. And then we're going to pray for a few people. Now, hopefully this morning, no one's felt under pressure to do anything, but we really want to encourage everyone to be involved this morning. Thank you for joining in with us. It's been great. And so however young or old you are, we're going to do two quick things. I want us to all close our eyes if we can, because then it's easy, helps us to concentrate. So kids, you can join in with this too. So we're just going to listen to what God wants to say to us. And that could be all kinds of things this morning. It could be things that he wants us to pray for. It could be a thought that comes into our mind. I don't want to put any limitations on those things. There may be some things that we're going to pray for in a moment. We're going to ask for God's faith for. And I know that there are some people this morning, When we pray for miracles, there's all kinds of different kinds of miracles, things that only God can do that we ask for. One of them is healing. And so I'd like some of us at least to be praying for healing physically in people's bodies this morning. That's one of the things we can do, but that's not the only thing that we're going to do. So in a moment, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to pray. Ask God to speak to us. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Then we're going to ask for faith. Then we're going to pray. So let's close our eyes. Just been filled with the Holy Spirit, which means he's inside us and speaks to us. Holy Spirit, I just pray right now as we close our eyes in this place, from the youngest to the oldest, that you would just speak to us so that we can hear what you're saying to us today. Thank you that when you speak to us, you encourage us. Thank you that you point us to Jesus. Thank you that you help us line up with the things that you want to do so that we can pray in line with you. And thank you that you're speaking to us right now. I'm going to be quiet so you can listen. Fantastic. Now, when God speaks to us, there's all kinds of different things that could happen. It could be that this helps us with things that we need to be doing in our lives in the coming days and weeks. It could be that it's something that we're reminded that we need to pray for somebody else. It could be something that we need to do. It could be, often there is a response when God speaks to us. Or it could simply be this morning that God is encouraging us with something that's for us. Or it could be for somebody else. All kinds of things that God could be speaking to us today. And what I want you to do is just hold on to that thought for a moment. Think about the best way for you to respond to what God is saying. And I want us to do something practical as we ask God for faith. The Bible talks about asking God for faith. And if we have faith even as small as what a tiny mustard seed, that we can do great things with God and for God. And in a moment, we're going to ask God to give us faith for the things that he wants us to be praying for. And like Dave and Zoe, Jill have helped us with already this morning, sometimes it's good to do something practical if you're asking for something. Because often when we're praying, we're using our minds and our thinking, but it's good to do something practical as well. So if you want to open your eyes now, there's four people stood around the back of the room and they're holding some little bowls of mustard seeds in. And we're going to pray in a moment, and you can stay where you are if you want to. But I want to encourage a few of us just to go, and in the same way that we're asking God to give us faith, I want to give you the opportunity to do something practical. Go and pick up a mustard seed and have a look at it in your hand. Kids, you can do this if you want to. So we're going to pray and ask God for something, but I want you to go and ask for a mustard seed first as a kind of a prophetic or a symbol type thing that just means that I want you to go over to find one of these people. I want you to ask for a mustard seed. Say, please, can I have a mustard seed? Because you're asking for something, and then we're going to ask for faith. Sometimes the mountains we've got are physical mountains that you could find in Derbyshire. There's sometimes stuff that is in our lives, things that need faith to move. So if you've got a mustard seed, why don't you hold it up? Hold it up in front of you. Okay, some of us have asked for a mustard seed. Now we're just going to very quickly ask God to give us faith. This mustard seed reminds us a bit of what that looks like in terms of faith in our lives. So God, as we look at these mustard seeds, they represent something to us of what it means to ask you for faith. And very simply, God, right now, we're just asking that you would give us faith to believe the things that you are putting in front of us. Faith for all kinds of things, God, this morning. Faith for business, faith for provision, faith for healing. Faith for strength to come, faith that encouragement would come in our lives. Faith that we'll see people come to know you. New levels of faith for all kinds of things. And as you hold on to this, I just want you to just allow God to give you faith. So wherever we are, let's just believe that God is giving faith to us right now. Only God can do this. That's why it's a miracle. Faith for all kinds of things this morning. Just remember the thing that God said to you. Now we're asking God to give us faith to believe for that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you that you're giving us faith right now. Thank you, God. Thank you. Faith come. Faith will rise in our hearts, in our spirits.
Lord, Hebrews 11 and verse 6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to even please you. And so, Lord, I want to pray this morning that not only for faith to, for you to answer our prayers, but, Lord, for faith that quite simply I can please you. And I pray for all of us here in Ashwood Church. Lord, will you give us that faith that we can be pleasing to you? We want to be God pleasers, if I can put it that way. Just give us that gift of faith, Lord, I ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, there's many things that we're believing for this morning. Some of those things are healing. And Lord, right now, as one of the things that we're praying for, I just pray that you would come by your Holy Spirit in faith, that you would bring healing across this building, across our church, even today. Lord, we think of people who need your healing touch, who need a miracle. Father, we're, as church, we continue to pray for Graham in his situation, God. And we don't miss an opportunity when we've asked you for faith. We continue to lift him before you. Bring healing in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
And look at praying for the Ashwood family. So there should be some slides coming up soon. Let's just have a quick look at who our Ashwood family are, what the Bible says about praying for our church family, and then moving on to a practical activity. Okay. So our Ashwood family, we've got our friends here in Ashwood Church, but it also extends beyond that, with several families who are abroad and also with students as well who are away from the area throughout the year. So it's good to remember all those different people whilst we're praying. So why should we pray for the Ashwood family? I had a look at Jesus's prayer when he was praying for the church, and I thought that was a really helpful point to start at when thinking about praying. So Jesus prayed, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them, even as you love me." And when I read through this, what really struck me was the fact that Jesus has repeated three times praying for the church that they will be one, that there'll be unity in the church. And three is a really symbolic number, so it shows that there's a wholeness and completion there. And I thought that was really interesting, that in praying for unity, he prayed three times. And that through prayer and through praying for people in our life group and our friends and family in church, we can develop that unity and encourage one another so that the world will know that Jesus has sent us into the world. So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, moving on. I think I'll skip that bit and move on to the next bit. There's a little quote here that I found that I really liked. Our prayers may be awkward, our attempts may be feeble, but since the power of prayer is in the one who hears it and not in the one who says it, our prayers do make a difference. Because I know often it can feel like you're plugging away and praying for a situation and it's not, you're not seeing the fruit necessarily straight away, but just knowing that the power is in God's hands and not in ours gives a different perspective on it. Okay. I'm just going to take a quick look now at the prayer shield. So I'll wave mine at you. They look a bit like that. So on the prayer shield, there's space for you to write down who you're praying for. And we're all encouraged to pray for the members of our life group. If you're not part of a life group, I guess Janet would help point you in the right direction. And then through that, we know that everyone in church is being prayed for on a regular basis. And then there's also a prayer on the back of there that you could pray for the church just in general as well. Okay. So moving on from that, we've got a couple of different groups we can look at when we're praying. There's the Hutsons in Albania, and I had the privilege of spending some time with them, and it was fantastic seeing how they're really serving the community that they live in Albania with a heart for the young people there. And if we move on to the next slide, just got a few photos of giving you an idea of what they're up to. So this is the centre that they run, and they have lots of different activities for the children there. They run English lessons, and they have a gazoo-style meeting as well. And they've also done Alpha with a group of youth, and quite a few of them have made commitments to follow Jesus as well, so that's really exciting. And whilst I was there, it was just fantastic to see how they're living out Jesus in that community, and the way that all the people respond to them, and they spot Lucy and Neil down the street, and you hear shouts of Lucy, Neely, and it's just really good to see those relationships that they've got. Yeah, that's just a picture of Lucy with the homeschool with Eden and Timmy. So they have homeschool in the morning and then Albanian school in the afternoon. Okay, so if we're thinking about different areas to pray for the Hutsons, there's a couple that should be coming up soon. There we go. So the Hutsons are preparing to leave in 2015 in the summer, so there's a couple of points that would be great to pray for them. So the discipling of the young people who've become Christians, the youth leader training, which is what they originally wanted to get involved with, the children and their personal walk with God, and then Vanille and Lou themselves, preparation for coming back, how to prepare the children for that as well, and direction for what to do with the Barima Centre that they've set up. So moving from the Hutsons, looking at Sam Walker now. Sam's in Malawi, and he's managing a centre for a charity called 500 Miles, and he's doing some fantastic work out there, helping to provide artificial limbs and increase the independence of people who otherwise wouldn't be able to access that kind of treatment. So if we look through the photos, this is a picture of the centre, and then there should be, there we go, Sam in his office, looking very smart. And then there's some casts of the limbs there. And moving on, there's a few more. That's Sam's home. And there's one of Sam with his Malawi family, is what Mandy called them. And that's the church. You can see how low it is there. It's quite a different building from what we've got. I'm sure if you wanted to find out more about what Sam's up to, Mandy and Martin would be really eager to talk to you. And recently, Sam's done a funded bike ride to try and raise money for the 500 Miles project. So that's a picture of them with all their cycling things. Okay. So praying for Sam, there were a couple of points that he asked us to pray for him. There's the elections coming up on the 29th of May in Malawi. There's one of our students, Laura Bishton, who's going to go over for her placement in Malawi as well. Also prayer for the 500 Miles service in the centre another work that they've got going on there, and for a new staff member that's joined their team as well. Okay, so we're moving on to the students now. So there they are, our lovely students. It's really good to keep them in mind when we're praying, because it, like, being at uni can be a time of real growth, but also a real challenge in your faith. So there's a couple of points that I've got as suggestions of what we could pray for the students. So, yeah, for the personal walk with God, their involvement in the CU or the university church. Also for exams, because they'll be coming up to exam season now. And for future direction, for what to do after university when they're thinking about jobs and things like that as well. Okay. So we're going to move on to our prayer activity. I've got some M&Ms to pass around. What I'd like you to do is just take a few of the M&Ms and maybe join with the people you're sat next to. And depending on what colour you pick out the bowl, there's a list up on the board to say which group I'd like you to pray for. So for yellow M&Ms, we've got Matt, Claire, Graham and Molly. For orange, your life group. For red, the Hudsons. Blue, Sam Walker. Green, students. And brown, the children and youth. So we'll just take a bit of time to pray now.
Now, we have nearly finished, but accompanying our praying for our Ashwood family, you'll know that next Saturday, as church, we are doing something very cool out on the park. Kirsty, do you want to come and just talk to us about this, or shall I tell everyone? Okay, so next Saturday, out on Morven Park, hopefully most people know about this already, but from 12 till 3... it's basically Ashwood Church out on the park providing some fun for families in the afternoon. Here's some pictures of the kind of things we've done before last year's community event. In fact, perfect. There's all kinds of things that are going on. The idea basically is that we're providing people an opportunity to have fun as family in Kirkby all together, put on by us, Ashwood Church. We're looking to have some great conversations with people. We're looking to have opportunities to let people know a bit about what church is all about. There'll be games, there'll be fun. I think there's other things on the other slide which tell us a bit about what's happening. There you go. So there's some of the things, but if you want to find out even more, then head over to the back. There's a table over there with some information on it, and Kirsty will be there. And of course, these events don't run on their own. Some people have already signed up to offer some help. Kirsty is looking for all kinds of different help from people. Lots of things are just straightforward jobs, but they just need people to help. So if you can come and help us out next Saturday, that'd be great. There's a lot of people already involved that could do with a few more as well. Would be absolutely brilliant. Why don't we join together to just pray for this before we finish? Should we stand up? Okay, let's just join all our hearts together. There's a number of things that we're going to be praying for. Look, here's some ideas on the screen. You know, it's a great opportunity not to keep this message that we have, that's great news of Jesus, to ourselves, and to let people know that the Church of Kirkby isn't an old, decrepit, crumbly building somewhere, but actually it's a group of lively people who've met Jesus and want to make a difference in people's lives. So let's just all join together and pray, and then I'll round up with one quick prayer at the end. So let's just speak out our prayers for this event, young and old. God can handle all of us praying at once, even though we can't. So let's all pray at once, all together. Go. And we've sung this morning about a God who has rescued us. And we want to let people know that that same message of truth is available to them. And so, Father, you've heard our prayers even right now for all kinds of different things that we'd love to see happen next week as we spend time together, church alive in Kirkby, on the park. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would come and help us, that you would be there, that all the logistical stuff would go smoothly, and that we'll have some great conversations with people about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, thank you for joining in this morning. The reason we called this morning Try Praying is this. There's an initiative as part of Hope 2014 called Try Praying. And what they've done is an organization have created some booklets that are really aimed at people who might be interested in Try Praying. They're people who might have never prayed before. Or the truth is that actually one in three people find themselves praying. They're not even sure who they're praying to, but that's one of the statistics that apparently is true. And what we thought, we would love to get involved in this. So we've, as church, have bought a load of these booklets. And what I'm going to ask everyone here, we're going to give everyone one this morning. And you can take these home. And what the idea is, there's a 7-day plan that just encourages people to have a go at praying. It's really that simple. So there's a very brief bit of explanation, answers some of the common questions about who do you pray to, why do you pray, what would pray be all about. The idea of this is that we read it, there's 7 days. I'm going to ask everyone here to take one of these this morning, to read it ourselves this week, and then next Sunday to think of who we could give it away to. The idea is that we read it and then we pass it on to someone else. And it's fantastic. When you read it, you'll see it's great to give to someone who you might have had a conversation with about Christianity, about faith, about Jesus, about church, what you do, what you're involved with. And to give it to them and say, listen, it's really low key. Why don't you have a go at this Try Praying thing? So we've got some of these booklets this morning, and we're going to give everyone one before they go. There might be enough in some cases for us to take more than one, but what I'd like is that this morning, if you could take one, if you've got people in life groups who aren't here, you want to take one for them, that's fine. But everyone can take one. There's three different types of books. There's an adult one, there's a young people's one, and we did have some for the kids, but I don't think I've got those. Have we got the kids' ones? Has anyone... brilliant. So we didn't have any for the kids, but Woody's got them for the kids. So if you'd like to come and... Kids, if you'd like to have one of these Try Praying books, then Woody's got yours. He said he would come and bring them for us. So we'll make sure that everyone has one of these Try Praying booklets. If you're a kid, you want to get them off Woody. If you're an adult and you really wanted to get yours off Woody, we can try and arrange that as well. I know some people, there are some adults who are very fond of Woody. I'm aware of that. And as Woody does that, we'll finish our meeting. Thank you for joining in so well this morning.